you know, the scrubby deal, let's call it what it is, between Micheál Martin and Michael Lowry particularly, that they've rammed down the throats of everybody else. And it is outrageous, unprecedented, to have the entire opposition, that's 75 TDs, totally united in opposition, because it's never been heard of before. Imagine if we had suggested that the Green Party in the last Oireachtas, that the Green Party TDs, backbenchers, could ask leaders questions and pretend to be the opposition. That's what's happening here. It's a total stroke. It's outrageous, and we just cannot accept it. We've appealed to the government, to the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste repeatedly to meet with the leaders of the opposition. They had given a solemn commitment that they would resolve this issue in a way that was acceptable to government and the opposition. They've gone back on their word. They are doubling down on Michael Lowry getting access to leaders' questions, to priority questions, being treated like a member of the opposition while fully and wholeheartedly supporting the government. So this is a stroke, and we cannot accept it, and we will battle it all the way.
Now, obviously, Sinn Féin and Labour and all the opposition parties and independents in the Dáil will be airing their concerns about it. We'll all, I presume, be hoping to avoid some of the events which took place when it came to the election of the Taoiseach after the last general election.
Well, that is certainly the hope of the opposition. We've been working for that now. But 6 weeks ago, the Cann Corridor made a ruling, and she said that these TDs, led by Michael Lowry, are government TDs. They cannot form a group in opposition and ask leaders questions, priority questions. At that point, we should have got on with our work. We should have formed Oireachtas committees. That's 6 weeks ago. The government has stopped the formation of Oireachtas committees, and the government has sought to ensure that Michael Lowry gets his way, and to hell with the views of the opposition. Well, it's going to be a very difficult day today, unfortunately, and it's going to be a very difficult number of weeks until the government sees sense.
All the time while this is happening, there are a number of major issues gripping the country. Indeed, the latest DAF survey today shows the continuation in the increase in house prices, and there's a number of other important issues that your party and others would be keen to debate, would be keen to try and bring in legislation on. But all the time, this row over speaking rights seems to be very much taking precedence.
Oh, indeed, and the government have willfully decided upon this. Irish people deserve better. They deserve a government that does their job, pushes through legislation and all of that, but also an opposition that holds them to account vigorously every week in the Dáil, in the Seanad and in the committees. And that has been denied to us now because of this stroke